You're listening to the world famous Chick Whisperer podcast. And now, here's your host, Scott McKay.
Hey guys, what do you know? This is Scott McKay, and you're listening to a special bonus edition of the Chick Whisperer program. Today, I've got something lined up for you that's extra special. That's why I'm calling it a bonus program. What we're going to do is we're going to introduce to you, for the first time ever, unless you've been reading the blog, of course, the lineup of six new coaches that I've just hired to be a part of the X and Y Communications team going forward. I want you to be able to place the name with the face, of course, which you're going to be able to do from reading the blog, but I also want you to be able to get to know their personalities, what they're like in real life a little bit. You know, before we get to that, though, I had somebody write in this week, and they told me I was a heterocentrist. I've been branded a heterocentrist by the liberal media. That only, you know, begs one question. What's a heterocentrist? So I looked it up, and apparently it has something to do with acting like only heterosexuals exist. There's no gays, there's no lesbians, there's only heterosexuals in this world. I only have two words to say to that. Well, yeah. I mean, don't expect me to get on the Chick Whisperer program and teach you how to pick up guys if you're a guy. You know why? I'll tell you why. The same reason you're not going to see me producing any program anytime soon on how to be an old guy and pick up women. It's like this. I can't relate. I don't know how to teach it to you. Not that you'd want me to teach it to you, but let's get to the gays and lesbians thing for a second. Yeah, if you'd like to go get a bisexual girlfriend, for example, maybe I can give you some pointers. Maybe in that way I'm not exactly heterocentrist. But you're not going to get quote-unquote gay game out of me here on the Chick Whisperer program. And I'd like to think you wouldn't want it any other way. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to teach you how to act gay just a little bit so that women will be duped into talking to you because they think you're harmless, when really you're just trying to get laid. You're not going to hear me do that either. And as a matter of fact, until I'm farting dust myself, you don't have to plan on that guide to older guys getting game either. Now, let me tell you something. It's not that I don't have a good name for it. I mean, if you're over 60, I could call it sexagenarian game. Right? Now, how catchy would that be? But you're not going to get it from me. Because the simple fact is, I'm not over 60 yet. I just can't relate. Therefore, I have no business teaching it to you. You know, it's kind of like this whole deal about being sex positive. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but there's not just the seduction community and quote-unquote mainstream dating advice out there. There's this group that calls themselves sex positive. They do a lot of podcasts, you know? And these people won't talk to me because I'm not sex positive. Well, listen, last time I checked, Emily and I were pretty positive about sex. Matter of fact, we go at it like rabbits in the bedroom together. I mean, you know, like a couple of Wolverines in heat. As a matter of fact, if you've never seen Wolverines in heat before, you should go Google that. As a matter of fact, get on YouTube and look for Tasmanian Devils in Heat. Now, yeah, that's must-see TV right there. If you've ever watched the Discovery Channel and seen them talking about Tasmanian devils doing the wild thing, it gives new meaning to the word wild thing. All I ask is that you make sure there's not any small children in the room while you're watching this. Don't ask me how I know that. Anyway, I digress. Sex positive apparently really means that you're not just so positive about sex, but that you have this militant heterosexual agenda. In other words, if you're not polyamorous, if you're not polygamist, if you're not polyethylene or whatever, don't even apply. Well, I'll tell you what, Emily and I are monogamous, okay? I found one great woman and I plan on keeping her for a long time. Not in the sense that I own her, but in the sense that I'd like to have her in my life for a while. And I don't necessarily feel like sharing her with somebody. And you know what? I don't think she really feels like sharing me with someone else either. After all, that's just too high maintenance anyway. Now listen, if you're into that, that's fine. And the ironic part here is that it seems like the sex-positive people are not tolerant towards monogamy. That's what I mean by a militant heterosexual agenda. But what I'm saying is, we're positive about sex. It's just, I guess we're not sex-positive. Anyway, I've gotten off on a rant here. The important thing that we're going to talk about today, of course, is the coaches. Let's get to that. The first thing you're probably wondering is how I found all these guys. Well, if you go back and you read the Virtuosity webpage, I mean, you read it all the way to the bottom. One of the very last things that I say when I'm talking to you about Virtuosity, and you can go to www.deservewhatyouwant.com/virtuosity, and it's all there for you. It's still there. One of the things that I say is that if you go through this entire program, if you go through all 70 hours of what Virtuosity has to offer, and you learn everything there is to know in that program, including the 8 hours of teaching I give you directly on how to be a great man who attracts great women, if you listen to all 48 of those co-hosted programs featuring the 4 dozen guys and gals that I think are the most white hat experts on earth, if you read the book, if you talk to me on the phone, if you get your online dating game down, then I tell you right there on that page, right there on that Virtuosity page, I tell you, you're going to be ready to teach. And I tell you also, I give you my word that if you come back to me and you say that you want to do that, I will set you up. I'll not only give you a forum where you can teach guys, which I'm doing with the blog, but I will also give you a chance to be on this show. This show that you're listening to right now makes good on that promise because I am a man of my word. I do not write anything in any one of my websites that I don't plan on holding to later. And this is proof. So let's get to it. These 6 guys are the ones who have gone through Virtuosity and told me that they were ready and interested in teaching other guys. Interestingly, most of them have been through my 10 plus program also and have gotten lots of direct training from me. They went through a rigorous selection process whereby I evaluated their applications and I pronounced them ready to teach you guys. All of these guys, without exception, are not born naturals. All of them have had problems in the past and now their games are tight enough that they're able to teach guys like you. See, in my opinion, that's the kind of guys that we want to hear from. You and me and everybody else. If someone has been absolutely wildly successful with women their entire life, what do they know about teaching you and me? What can they give us? What can they give us as far as, hey, look, here's what I learned. Matter of fact, if you go to a bar or a club and you talk to one of these guys who's a natural, quote unquote, and say, hey, man, how are you doing that? How are you getting all these women to like you so much? They probably won't be able to give you an answer. They'll go, I don't know, man, I'm just a cool guy and these women just love me. I don't know what it is. But if you actually have a story to tell, if you weren't so successful in the past and you did what it took to become that kind of guy who can ignite femininity, who can be masculine, who can inspire confidence in women, then you're going to be in a position to have some information that other guys are just going to flat out want to hear about. And if you can combine that with some good teaching skill, then you're pretty much unstoppable. And these are the 6 guys that I'm talking about here. You can already read what they have to say over at the blog. That's at www.edumacation.com/blog if you've never been there before. It's EDUMCKAYTION. And a couple of these guys already have 2 posts up there. Everybody has at least 1. So all the guys we're going to introduce you to today have already written. So let's get to it. What do you say? The first guy that I have for you comes from Australia. His name is Dave W., and here's the talk I had with him. Hey, guys, how's it going? As you know, we've just recently expanded our team to include 6 new instructors, and we'll have more coming along soon. And I wanted to go ahead and get you guys acquainted with some of these instructors. First guy in line is none other than Dave W. from Sydney, Australia. Dave, man, how's it going down there?
G'day, Scott. How's it going, mate? It's going good.
Yeah, good. Well, you know, we're glad to have you on board. We already have your first article in, and it's going to be posted here in a couple days. So tell us a little bit about what your game's like down there in Sydney for these guys out there.
I focus more upon more day game. I really don't like meeting women at bars and clubs. Don't get me wrong, it's fun, but I don't know, I just enjoy meeting women during the daytime. Really anywhere, the grocery store, sitting in an internet cafe. Yeah, everywhere. It's great.
Yeah, one of your pretty famous specialties at this point is train game, meeting women on the subway. I mean, you've actually written articles that got published down there in Australian media, right?
Yeah, there's a local newspaper that gets handed out to train travelers, and I wrote a bit of an article for them, which is pretty good.
And you've met a bunch of women that way.
Yeah, I did, actually. Yeah, it's quite a lot of women. It's a really interesting situation, really, meeting women on the train, because everyone's watching you. And that was something I really had to get my head around when I first started it. But no, it's great. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, so give us your best tip for guys who want to meet a woman on the train. I'd love to hear it.
Okay, first thing you need to work out is logistics. I'd say asking her where she's getting off. Like, for me, it was a 45-minute trip, so I knew I had plenty of time, but she may be getting off in a couple of stops' time. So you want to know how long you've got before you need to kind of pull out your phone and tell her to put a number in there.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you got to work pretty quickly.
Yeah.
There's no chance to sit there. The three-second rule becomes like the 0.03-second rule.
Absolutely. You've got to really kind of start the conversation early on to maximize your time.
Yeah.
But really, just go for it.
That's the name of the game anytime, isn't it, Dave?
That's it, you know. People are going to be watching, but enjoy it.
Now, you've gone completely through the Virtuosity program, haven't you?
I have, yeah. Spent many hours listening to it over and over again.
And it's improved your game dramatically, and now here you are.
Yeah, definitely. I was looking forward to helping give back to people.
Outstanding, outstanding. Well, you guys out there can tune in to www.edumcation.com/blog. That's edumcationcom/blog. And you can read all kinds of cool blog posts from guys just like Dave who have joined our team. And you know what, Dave? I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to see what you have to say, and I'm glad you're here. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thanks, Matt. No worries. Catch you later.
Yep, and now back to the program. All right, there you go. Dave W., all the way from Sydney, Australia. Now, you heard him talk about train game, about meeting women on the subway on the way to and from work. You know, Dave's already got one post up on the blog right now talking about his train game strategy, so go look that up at edumcation.com/blog. Next up comes Austin Parker. Now, Austin Parker comes to us from upstate New York, and here's the conversation I had with him. All right, here we are again with another one of our coaches. This time we're talking to none other than Austin Parker, who comes from upstate New York, a very beautiful part of the world, a very cold part of the world in the winter. We're pretty excited to have him on board here. He's got lots of really cool insights. So, Austin, man, how's it going?
I'm doing wonderful, Scott. How about yourself?
Doing great, man. It's a beautiful day here in sunny San Antonio. Tell us a little bit about your history with women, where you're coming from, and what you've been doing these days, and a little bit about your game.
I never really felt like I had a quality problem, but I used to have a quantity problem. When I was an undergrad, I never knew what I was doing right to get the women in my life, and it wasn't until I got into pickup I started to learn that it was me acting needy that was destroying my relationships with these wonderful women I kept having come into my life. And from there, I was living in Germany for a couple of years, and I was dating a girl over a long distance. I don't plan to do that again. And we broke up. We had a pretty bad breakup. And a little while after that, I met this beautiful Russian girl. And this woman changed my life. It was one of the things. We met at a hostel in Madrid. And we traveled to Luxembourg together. We've been to Austria together. And I went and visited her for 2 weeks after I came back to the States. And it was the most miserable 2 weeks of my life because I wasn't acting like the man she expected me to act like. And she told me so in not so many words. And shortly after that trip, which was just devastating my ego, I came back and I started to find out about pickup from a friend of mine. And I thought it was a big joke at first. And then I really started looking into it and I said, I want to get good at this. So I really started applying myself and went through a 2-year journey. And here I am now. I'm trying to start a company. I've got a lot of different goals. I feel like I've gotten a lot of what I wanted to get out of pickup, but I'm here to actually try to share some of my experiences and some of the things I learned with anybody else.
Yeah, there's absolutely a lot of common threads, kind of trying to kiss up to women, kind of doing everything you can to arrange meetings with women who are, you know, either really far away or just not right for you. I know a little bit more of your story there, too, and I know that you've come a long way. And now, man, what's your game like these days? You're going out and meeting women and not needy at all anymore.
Oh, but you know, it's really funny about that. I mean, it's great. I look at my social circle now, where before it was mostly men, it's almost all women now. And I mean, I have some just wonderful friends in my life. My social life is the best it's ever been in my adult life. And it's like automatic magnetism once you start to internalize some things. And I'll give you an example. I was out Friday night with my buddy, we call him the Grecian Delight because he's from Greece.
Nice.
And we're just out having a normal, you know, time, and we're not trying to do anything. Our feeling on it's like, well, oh, we've done this night thing so much, who cares? And, you know, we have we had this really cute girl just kind of come up, and she opened us, and so, you know, we're just dancing back and forth and joking around, and eventually we all bounced to another club, and ironically, she paid our cover, and so, you know, it was just kind of funny. I made a new friend, had a lot of fun, and I'm telling my friend, like, hey, dude, it's all yours. I got a girlfriend to take care of, so have fun. Yeah, even though I've got a social circle going on, it's still good to just kind of keep up the skill set and keep out there practicing and just keep engaging people. And once you do it for a while, it does start to become more automatic.
And, you know, you mentioned even if you are dating someone, you know, it could be even in an exclusive relationship, it's still just easy to go and brighten someone's day and to make friends. And you realize that this isn't so much about pickup as it is about being a socially healthy guy who basically wins friends and influences people.
You know, it's funny you mention that, Scott, because that's actually the big reason I signed up to be on board with you, and that's the big tack I want to take with anybody I'm working with and in my blog, is just talking about basic social leadership. Because when I got the pickup, it didn't become just about, could I go out and get X number of phone numbers in a night? And I went through that phase, just like a lot of people do. But for me, as I went further through the process, it became about becoming a social leader and bringing value into the lives of those around me. And that's a big takeaway, and that's something I'm looking forward to sharing.
Okay, well, there you have it. None other than Austin Parker, all the way from Syracuse, New York, man. I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say, and I'm sure the guys are too. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks again, Scott.
Okay, so you guys are starting to get the feel here for how these guys have come from a position of struggling with women, learning what they needed to learn, and now having just absolutely amazing game with women. Austin's certainly an example of that, and we look for great things from him. Now, one of the things that Austin didn't get a chance to talk about, because quite frankly, this interview was recorded before it took place, was that he wrote a particular blog post that has gotten more attention than any blog post in the history of the blog, frankly. It's about the songs that you should eliminate from your iPod, and it's flat out hilarious. Definitely check that out. Next up is Jim Dalton. Now, Jim is one of two guys we have from the Boston area, and as such, we're looking forward to running a live event with those two guys sometime in the near future. Now, Jim has an interesting story because despite living the lifestyle of a freestyle skier, he's been through an awful lot and had a couple of tough relationships along the way. But now let me tell you something. His online game these days is absolutely phenomenal. Unbelievable. So you're really going to enjoy getting to know this guy. And without any further ado, here's my talk I had with him. Okay, guys, this is Scott McKay, and this time I've got with me on the phone none other than Jim Dalton, who's another one of our new coaches hailing from Boston, Massachusetts. And, Jim, how's it going, man?
It's going pretty good, Scott. How about yourself?
Well, things are going great here, as always. I wanted to introduce these guys to you. Tell us a little bit about what your life's been like and basically where you've come from in terms of where you were with your skills with women and where you are now.
I am 28 years old. I'm up in the Boston area. In terms of my dating world, it kind of came about in a non-traditional way. It was basically two toxic women I dated, and I decided, especially after stumbling upon your book, how to deal with breakups and then deserve what you want. I am kind of jumping into the dating world and having a blast with it, and I've learned a lot and have a lot of good experiences, good and bad, that have helped my knowledge, and just enjoying it and having fun, which is the most important thing about it.
Yeah, so now you're going to be contributing to our blog, and you've already written some cool stuff for the guys. Tell us kind of what your game's like and what it is you're going to be focusing on as you talk to the guys.
I'm a pretty playful person. I'm a pretty confident person. And due to a lot of experience I've had, I know that life is too short to get down on yourself. And you know, I'm a guy who likes to go out and catch a band here and there. And you know, basically the most important thing is having fun, and you know, and a lot of my game is, you know, opening up conversation that's not canned material or anything of that nature, but more along the lines of having fun, getting to know the person, basically listening to the person and enjoying the conversation. And a lot of it to do with that, obviously it's not as easy as it sounds. It takes a lot of inner confidence, a lot of body presentation, eye contact, being relaxed, being in the moment, and, you know, kind of controlling your state, and in a sense, you know, almost understanding what they're saying and how to kind of lead that conversation. And I noticed so far that's probably my strongest point, you know, enjoying the conversation, you know, getting a female to laugh, enjoying it, and, you know, basically just getting to know the person, enjoying it, and see how, what goes from there.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I appreciate about your game, Jim, is you are one of those guys who, like me, doesn't really subscribe to the inner versus outer game, indirect versus direct thing versus I'm just going to be doing quote-unquote natural game and going out there and being a natural, whatever that means. You've kind of really done a great job of rolling in this concept of, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put together a framework. I'm going to have this concept of understanding what women are like. I know what they want from me. I know what it means to be a masculine man, kind of rolling in the big four. And then not so much memorizing routines, but internalizing habits where you know what these things are. You know who you are. You know what about yourself is attractive to women. And you know what it is that women want from a great man. And then when you're out and you're talking to a woman, it isn't so much, what do I do next? What do I say next? Because you're going through a checklist. It's more like, I know who I am. I know what a woman wants. And I can carry the conversation based on that, even if I'm not born a natural. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And that's a huge key thing is, you know, too many guys get involved with, okay, well, I have to feed this line and, you know, or they try the alphabet soup, the open set, match, game, whatever. And it's just really all about bringing your personality to the table, not over-talking, listening, and, you know, in a sense, being different in your own unique way instead of how we've been socially conditioned to say, what do you do for work? That's interesting. It's raining outside. You know, having fun and talk about passions. Get, you know, get their passions going. Again, that's all about, you know, you being masculine and igniting their femininity.
Yeah, I think one of the names that absolutely was not considered when we were naming our company was Pickup Robotics Incorporated.
No. Yeah, no.
It didn't really work. We moved on. Anyway, Jim, pleasure to talk to you. I know that you're going to be writing some really cool stuff to guys in the future, and guys, be on the lookout for it. Thanks again, man.
I appreciate it, Scott. Talk to you soon.
You know, Jim's just one of those kind of guys that you really feel like you could just go have a beer with. So we're really glad that he's here on board and looking forward to great things. That leads us to our next half of the Boston contingent, and that's one Joseph Jensen. Now, Joseph is an extraordinarily smart guy. He is a graduate of Harvard, and he's actually going for an MBA at another very prestigious school this fall. And he has come from a position of really not having much success with women at all, even though he had literally everything to offer women, to being a guy who's really reaching his potential. Nowadays, he's dating at least one truly phenomenal woman. I've seen the pictures and I've heard all about her, and she's just terrific. And he's also continuing to do really well on Match.com. Really, really solid online game. So without anything further, here's my talk I had with Joseph Jensen from Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay, with me on the line is another one of our new X and Y communications coaches, and this is a guy I've known for quite a while, and his game has just been richly transformed since I've met him. His name is Joe Jensen. He comes from Boston, Massachusetts. What's up, my man?
Hey, not too much. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. You know, you're a Harvard graduate living up there in Boston, and when I first met you, we went through the 10-plus program together, and, you know, your game has just absolutely transformed. Tell us a little bit about what the last year or year and a half or so has been like for you.
Well, it's been night and day in that regard. I think I come from the perspective of someone who isn't a natural, grew up fairly sheltered in terms of interactions with the opposite sex. Even throughout my adult life, I was focused more on things like academic, professional searching, achievement. And it was that I decided, you know, I really got to get this part of my life handled. And in the process, it's really reaped a lot of rewards even beyond the dating sphere.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. You started out wanting to get a great woman, and you actually found her, but then that broke up, and now you're just back dating all kinds of great women, aren't you?
Yep, that's what happened.
Leave it to the guy who's a left-brainer to come up with the one-word answers. Don't leave us hanging, man. Tell us a little bit more about what's going on.
It's going great, not just for dating, but as I've talked about in some other places, you know, this has reaped a lot of benefits in other aspects of life, in client presentations, family interactions. This isn't something that's confined to one area of life. You know, it benefits across the board.
Yeah, that's absolutely, absolutely true. So I'll tell you what, now that you're going to be writing for the blog, what are some of the things that guys can expect to hear from you? I know we've already got one of your posts up there, and it is some deep cerebral stuff. So give us some idea of some of the things you'll be talking about in the future.
Well, that's a pretty good idea. my main areas of focus would be inner game, particularly the process of self-evaluation, figuring out what you want out of dating, looking through past experiences, what have been major hurdles along the way, the process of self-examination. It's something that was integral in turning my own game around, and so I'd like to definitely share what I've come up with there. Number two would be bring these lessons to other interactions. Like I said, you know, it's not like you have one personality for dating and one personality for everything else. You're the same person, and there's no reason why benefits from one shouldn't carry over to the other. Another area of interest that I've definitely seen more on recently is things like flirting and romance, how to absolutely blow a woman away.
Yeah, that's really, really important stuff. You know, you're talking about things I think are hitting home for a lot of the guys listening, because we don't want to have to try to be someone else when we're at a bar or a club, and we want to be ourselves, but we need to become that version of ourselves that's really going to ignite femininity. And I think that's one of the things that you've just done a great job of doing.
If there's one philosophy that has really come through for me, it's be full, flow over. Think about it this way. You're gifting a woman with your presence.
Yeah, a lot of times guys think, you know, the woman is the prize, and I've got to get her to somehow be impressed with me. But if we can see ourselves as having this immense ability to bring incredible value to a woman's life, such that her sense of adventure, her sense of the fun that she's having in her life, the enrichment that's going on, is made better, is heightened because you're in her life, I think that's something that most guys need to get their head around. And if we could, Joe, you know, all of us, I think, would do a lot better with women, wouldn't we?
Very much so, yes.
Well, you know what? We've come to the end of our time here, but I think the guys are all going to be looking forward to hearing a little bit more from you because, you know, obviously you're very real. You've come from a position of not being a natural to a guy who's now succeeding wildly with women. And for the benefit of you guys out there, Joe's being very coy about this because I think he's probably a little bit more reserved about this than some guys would be, but you're dating a couple women right now who are just absolutely stellar, and they're treating you right. And a lot of your success is coming from online game, isn't it?
Yes, it has.
Yep, there you go. So pay attention to one Joseph Jensen on the blog, and I think you guys will be glad you did. Thanks for joining us, Joe.
Thank you.
You know, you get a sense from listening to Joe talk and getting an idea of what he's going to write about that there really isn't any other guy out there in the seduction community or anywhere else, really, who's going to be talking about things quite in the way Joseph is. So be sure to check out what he's already written on the blog. I think you're really going to like it. Now, speaking of having two guys in a certain part of the world, we also actually have two guys in Sydney, Australia. The second half of that pair is none other than the Mad Hatter. Now, this guy loves to have a good time. He really just personifies that no-worries attitude that Australia is so famous for. So I really enjoyed my talk with him. I think you're going to enjoy getting to know him, too. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the Mad Hatter.
All right, guys, this is Scott McKay. And once again, we're here with another one of the brand-new X and Y Communications coaches, this time coming to us all the way from down under in lovely Sydney, Australia. Now, this guy I've known for quite some time, and he's got a different, unique personality. He goes by the Mad Hatter on the blog, and I think you guys are going to dig him. Hatter, what's up, man?
Hey, Scott. What's happening?
Well, it's good to have you here. You know, I want to get down to business with you and talk about some of the things that you've been learning as far as women go and your skills, because I know you weren't always exactly the natural that you seem to be today, right?
No, I've been through all sorts of different types of stuff. I'm a bit of a connoisseur. I like to try little like things out and see what works and what doesn't. So yeah, basically I'm not the type of guy that ever goes out to meet women. Basically what I do is I go out and do the things I like to do, and I'm social with everyone, and that seems to work for me pretty much.
Yeah, that's outstanding. I know that you've done the whole salsa dancing thing, and you're
really
a master at finding these different ways to interact with women, a lot of the day game stuff. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I don't believe in having an on or off switch when it comes to day game. Like, I know some of my friends are like, let's set aside some time to go day game sarging. Yeah, so I believe that just setting aside time to go day game sarging, as it were, is just a way to place an amazing amount of pressure on yourself and the best way to sort of freeze up. So I don't really have an on or off switch, like I said before. I just basically, whenever I go out, I'm out to be social and to meet people. And, you know, it's not just restricted to meeting women. I just like making new friends. So that's the frame that I come at. I was trying to bring value to other people's lives and see whether they can bring it to mine.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because when you go and you brighten people's lives, and that's what you're doing, what you end up with is just this really strong social charisma. And it really transfers way beyond just meeting hot women. And, you know, you make more friends, you do better in business, you do better wherever you work, actually.
Yeah.
And even, like, on the sports field, it's just a great thing to have going for you.
Yeah, I mean, because we're all social animals, so, like, can you think of a better way to be? I mean, this is the way we're meant to be. We're not meant to just be in our own little silos and sort of just go about our own thing. We're meant to be, you know, interacting with each other. So that's the frame I come at.
Outstanding, man. So tell me what you got going on here in the future. What do you want to talk to these guys about on the blog?
Well, I'm all about just having fun. So I think a lot of guys, when they get into this, they're like going, oh, I've got the magic pill, and now I'm going to go and meet a whole lot of hot women, and this is going to be my life from now on. So I'd like to talk about bringing a little bit more balance into your life when you have game, and also how to basically redesign your lifestyle so that you'll never actually have to go out with the intention of meeting women. They'll just come to you just by the way you live and go through the world.
I know I'm looking forward to reading everything that you put on the blog, and I'm sure these other guys too, so cheers, man.
Yeah, well, I'm
looking... cheers, mate.
I'm looking forward to sharing all my knowledge with everyone, so yeah, it's going to be good times.
Outstanding. The Mad Hatter himself from Sydney, Australia, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, pleasure's all mine, Scott.
Now, having listened to that, you're probably wondering, since we've talked about having live events in Boston because we have two coaches there, what about doing a live event in Sydney, Australia, since we have two coaches there? Well, you know what? We're a step ahead of you. There's no place I'd rather visit than Australia, and this is probably about as good an excuse as I'm ever going to find. So look forward to that in the future. If you guys are interested in that and you live down under, absolutely let me know, and we'll get that underway probably sooner than later. Now, last but certainly not least, I want to introduce to you a guy who is quite unique. His name is Dr. Sasha. Actually, his full name is Alexander Mitrofanov, which Dr. Sasha is short for. Originally from St. Petersburg, Russia, Dr. Sasha emigrated to the UK some years ago. Now, you're about to find out that his background is actually in engineering, but interestingly, these days, Dr. Sasha is working really where his passions lie, which is as a life coach, helping men and women succeed wildly. Here's my conversation I had with him. How's it going, gentlemen? This is Scott McKay, and I'm proud to inform you that I have another guest with me here, right now, and he is Dr. Sasha. Sasha Mitrofanov is from St. Petersburg, Russia, originally, now living in Nottingham, UK, and I'm excited to have him here today. Dr. Sasha, how's it going, man?
I'm very good, Scott. Thank you.
Very good, man. Tell us a little bit about where you've come from in terms of your skill set with women and where you're going today and some of the things you have planned for the future.
Well, I started when I was 17, I guess, and at that time I was completely shy. I couldn't talk to anyone. I couldn't ask time in the streets. And, well, I did well at studies, so I got my PhD in mechanical engineering, and so that was actually the first thing I was doing with my life. And then I realized that basically, although I was intelligent and doing different things with my life, but I wasn't having any interactions with women. Mm. And at that time I decided, okay, so now it's the time to get this part of my life sorted. And, well, I started probably where many guys start. I started from first looking for different things on the internet, and I found so-called infamous seduction community. And, yeah, well, I've been doing different stuff like all these canned routines and pickup lines and many other things which didn't really lead me anywhere before I got to know more of the authentic stuff, where I gradually learned how to be myself when I'm interacting with women, and to obviously to combine my knowledge of the social interactions together with my personality, and this brought me success.
Wow, that's fascinating. So your PhD is actually in engineering.
Oh, that's right.
So The funny thing that I think is almost sort of appropriate given the seduction community and a lot of guys coming from an engineering background is that you've had that left-brained intelligence where you tend to analyze things. I mean, that's the way your brain works. That's the way an engineering mind is supposed to work. What would you have to say to guys out there who maybe are coming from that left-brain perspective in terms of getting better with women?
Well, I would say that obviously there are benefits to it. There are negative points to that. Benefits are that engineers, guys with left brain or IT people, there are lots of structure in our approach to interaction, which could be good. We are good at thinking, we are good at planning, we are good at planning logistics, and different things which are important in interactions with women. However, definitely a right brain approach is important as well. And personally, I do believe that all of us got both left brain and right brain, and so we can apply both. It's just a matter of using them.
Yeah, that's incredible insight. I'm sure that's going to be valuable already to a lot of the guys who are listening. So you're going to be writing for our blog, and hopefully we'll be able to have a live event at some time in the near future over there in the UK. But in the meantime, tell us a little bit about what guys can plan on hearing from you as they read the blog.
I'd say I'd really like to talk about choosing the direction in life. So not simply going into this field just to get some women, but rather to have it as the congruent part of the overall picture. So I'd like to talk about changing the structure of our inner understanding of beliefs, of values that successful guys have, and the guys who aspire to be successful probably need to change their belief system, their values, their attitudes. Also, I'd like to talk about being in your body because, well, I know from my own experience, being a lot of time in my head rather than in the body, which is definitely important. For example, using the intuition, using the gut feeling, and first of all, having the feelings to interact with women. So I would probably like to talk a lot about being authentic in the same time having structure in the game. So combining both left brain and right brain.
Wow. Great stuff, man. And just to clarify to you guys out there, even though Dr. Sasha has that degree in engineering, his day job nowadays is helping guys, doing life coaching, and kind of helping guys get over the obstacles of the past, and men and women both, actually. Right, Dr. Sasha?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm currently working as a life coach, and this is my real passion in life. And at the moment, it's becoming my full-time job, and I'm really passionate about helping people to find their direction in life and to find their happiness, sorting out their relationship, their careers. So I'm very much going in this direction. I really love it.
Great, man. Absolutely fantastic. Well, we're glad you're going to be writing for us and that you're part of the XMY Communications team now. And thanks for joining us today, man.
Thank you very much, Scott. It's been a pleasure being here.
All right, gentlemen. With that, you have now gotten a brief introduction to all six of the new coaches who form our newly expanded team here at XMY Communications. I think you're probably going to agree with me that we can look forward to some great things out of these guys. There's also something very important I want to let you know. This team is not complete yet. Yes, you're hearing me correctly. If you are currently going through the Virtuosity program, if you're currently in my 10 Plus program, or even if you're thinking about those things, there may be room for you on this team in the near future. We want to expand worldwide and do look forward to hosting events for you wherever you may be. Now, before we close out this podcast, there is that matter that I discussed on the most recent newsletter if you're on my list. And that is the announcement of the latest program that's going to come from XMY Communications. Truly the largest project we've had since Virtuosity came out almost a year ago. After hearing from lots of you guys and really kind of taking the pulse of what it is that you felt that we could teach you uniquely and that you felt was missing from all the other products out there, we're going to be doing an entire program devoted to relationship management. The name of it has already been decided, and it will be called The Leading Man. I think that's an extraordinarily appropriate name because without leadership, without being that man who leads, you will not be able to be the quarterback of a relationship the way we talk about here. So in that new program, you can expect to look forward to learning about how to handle every conceivable angle of relationship management, from not just how to create a relationship with a woman, but how to manage multiple long-term relationships, and how to manage a long-term relationship with the greatest woman you've ever met. I have the track record to be able to teach this. I found the greatest woman I've ever met after having dated a lot of women and managing multiple long-term relationships, which is something you guys may not know about me. Anyway, once again, the name of the new program is going to be The Leading Man, and you'll be hearing lots more about it in the weeks to come. Now, guys, if you have any interest in making your relationships absolutely the best they can possibly be, if you're a guy who's okay with pickup, you're okay with finding a woman and attracting her, but something's happening after that first or second date that's just causing you to fail to deploy when it comes to keeping their interest, or if you just can't seem to get past that 2 or 3 month barrier and you're just going through a revolving door of woman after woman in your life, this is the program that's going to help you get that taken care of once and for all. If you are not on my newsletter list right now, you need to be. The reason for that is I'm going to be launching this program to my newsletter crowd first. If you're on my list, you're not only going to get it before anybody else in the world, you're also going to get it at a special price, and you're going to get it with a bonus. That bonus is going to be my fifth book, which is titled Chick Whispering. Now, that new book, as you might expect, is going to talk all about how to understand women. But importantly, it's also going to give you step-by-step detail on how to take that information you've learned and make your life with women more wildly successful as a result. So you don't want to miss that. That book will not be launched till at least December, formally. But if you are on my mailing list and you take advantage of that early launch offer for the new program called The Leading Man, then you are going to get a copy of Chick Whispering at no extra charge. It's going to be my gift to you. So look for more details on this in the newsletter and in future podcasts, and also by being a member of the forum. If you're not on the newsletter, like I said, go right now to www.thechickwhisperer.com and get on that newsletter, because I also have a special gift for you right from the get-go. When you sign up for the newsletter, I've got a collection of videos called Coolness Personified that will give you some real examples on video of how it looks to be a cool guy and have things go in your favor. I also have some examples of the exact opposite. And guys, this is exactly the kind of information that's going to help you set yourself apart compared to even the coolest guys out there and prepare you to get the absolute greatest women on earth, the highest echelon that we always talk about. And you know, if you're already on the newsletter list, you can simply go to www.thechickwhisperer.com and log in with the email address you're already signed up with, and you can get that collection of videos also. Well, that's about all I got. If you'd like to leave us a voicemail, that number is as follows. +1 if you're outside the continental United States, 210-362-4400. Once again, the voicemail line is 210-362-4400. When you leave us a voicemail, make sure you ask us a question that is relevant to all of our listeners. Make it concise and don't include any personal information. The one thing you do want to make sure to include is your email, because we always give a pretty cool prize to whoever's voicemail is read on the show. Got some exciting things coming up. I've been talking to Sean Messenger. We're hoping to rope him into a show here real soon. And if you're not on the forum, make sure you go visit us there. More and more of you guys are starting to drop by and participate in the discussion, and that's really cool. That's at www.thechickwhisperer.com/forum. Until next time, which will be episode number 24, guys, be good.
The Chick Whisperer podcast is copyright 2008 by the X and Y Communications Worldwide Media Casting Network. Be sure to sign up for the X and Y Communications newsletter at www.thechickwhisperer.com. This is Ed Roy Odom speaking for The Chick Whisperer podcast.